This is the NY1US All-Star Node.
WB2KAO.
ZA3DZP.
WB3DZP, WB2KAO. Good morning, sir. Anybody else listening on 525 Simplex up here this morning? Good morning, WB2KAO. 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 8E7IR, BE3, 8E7IR, stroke BE3, ground Patty, WB2KAO calling, BE7IR, BE3 from WB2KAO, WB2KAO, Jim in Rochester, New York, listening on BE3ERX, repeater via echoing.
WB2KAO, 82QZG.
Good morning, Seth, just stand by just a second, please. Yes, sir. 82QZG, WB2KAO. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hey, I made a mistake yesterday. I forgot that I have a dentist appointment tomorrow morning.
No problem. No problem at all. Thank you very much, Charlie. Charlie is planning on going, so I'll get a hold of Charlie, and he'll be able to help me out. I'm sure. And thanks for letting me know. No problem at all. Thanks for letting me know. I'll be able to get there and be able to get to my appointment.
Sorry about that. Hopefully the dentist will say no problem. Who knows?
Yeah, here's hoping. Yeah. That's always pleasant news. Very good. I'm gonna go upstairs and get some breakfast here, and wish you and Patty a good day.
Thank you, sir. And sorry again.
Thanks a lot,
WB2KAO. WB2KAO,
V3DZP. V3DZP, WB2KAO. Good morning, I'm here.
Good morning, Zeddy. Well, I figured we were zigging and zagging, and you called me, and I was up in the kitchen making a bacon and egg sammy. And once I gorped it down like a junkyard dog, I gave you a call, and I figured, oh, he's probably gone for breakfast now, too. There you go. Hope you didn't come running back out of the air just for me.
No, I actually gave a station a call over on the 145.11, the Bristol repeater south of here, down by the city center. He wasn't around, but Jeff at 2DSS gave me a call, and I told him I'd get back to him here in a couple minutes. Whatever, I'm here. Yeah, I'll get some breakfast here eventually. No big hurry. No big hurry. Oh, did you get the lawn mowed yesterday?
I just did the backyard. The rest of the lawn, the north side of the side. I didn't need it. It's probably Tuesday. It'll be ready. I looked at the rain map there, and it looked like it had all gone by. There was a few drips on the car window that I saw from the dining room looking out there. Just out of there was just a steady stream of rain coming straight down, yet I didn't see anything on the rain map. I don't know what the hell's going on with the weather today. I should know that I won't be sitting in the backyard, I don't think. So there you have it. I actually sat down to watch the Jays. I picked them up at the top of the sixth inning there yesterday, and I figured, oh boy, 1-0 right at the top of the ninth, and then I'm not sure the pitcher name, 3-1 Blacko, and that was the end of the Jays. They were leading all the way through, and then they go.
Yeah, I had that on for a while. I had Ben Shulman and Chris LaRue on from SiriusXM. Those guys do a great job. Yeah, I heard them give up a home run to Ben Rice, I think it was. Red Wings won 3-2 in 10 innings. Misplay ball, bottom of the 10th, and the ghost runner from second scored, and we walked them off in the 10th inning. So if they can win this afternoon, they'll win 5 out of 6 with Worcester, and they're in first place in the league with that victory by a half a game.
What is that? Double A, Triple A? What is that? Are they a farm team of what?
Triple A affiliate of the Washington Nationals. So when boys go up, they go up to Washington or back down to here, whatever. We're a Triple A affiliate of the Washington Nationals. A 10-year contract with them that began in 2021. There was no Triple A season in 20 because of COVID. Before that, we were affiliated with the Twins from 2003 through 2019, and before that, the Baltimore Orioles, and before that, the St. Louis Cardinals.
Oh, that makes it kind of rough, you know. You're pulling for the home team, and yet you're rooting for the Mets. How come you're not supporting the Nationals then?
The Mets are doing... I haven't really been listening to too many Mets games. And actually, I do. I do listen to the Nationals games because I recognize that, you know, the majority of the players up there have come through here. So, you know, that's kind of fun.
Well, that's what I meant. They're all in one, you know. They all belong to the same family, you know. It'd be like rooting for your mother-in-law team. Rooting for the Nationals, or the Mets, rather than the Nationals. I wonder if the Nationals will ever get back to Montreal. Montreal's still talking about getting the Expos back, eh?
No, I don't think the Nationals would ever go to back to Montreal, but there could be the possibility of expansion teams. That's always a possibility. I think the main reason, I think you'd agree with me, the main reason why the Expos left Montreal is because they weren't drawing well.
Yeah, and yet you talk to anybody now, you know, and I've seen a few programs where they've made reference to gone back in time, and it seemed like, I don't know, everybody they interviewed were all like, oh, damn, not enough of the support paying the players. And I guess the NBA season was over, we get the NHL season over, and get a piece of the hell out of the country, we'll be back in normalcy.
This is the NY1US All-Star Node 420675 in South Wales, NY.
Mostly clear and 69 degrees. When does Canada play their next match in the World Cup?
I am not following it at all, but I thought, like, what I hear maybe on the 680 News in Toronto, I think Thursday. But you know, to get the hockey here going into June, you know, that to me is a little much, you know, and it certainly is a long season. We got the basketball out of the way, I guess, the next one, and we get Carolina to win and get that over and done with. Even football, the CFL, the Canadian Football League, is already started. Hamilton is easily rumored. Hamilton tired out of it. They're 1-1. They beat Winnipeg there latter day, and they tied Montreal in lot in overtime. But even that is these early two for football starting June. They ended up with their so-called Super Bowl or whatever in November, where the NFL is February. So they start early up here.
Yeah, I had no idea. I had no idea that they started that early. Of course, the Bills will be coming to St. John Fisher University, which is my alma mater, for training camp. They'll be here toward the end of July, I think, around the 20th of July for 2 or 3 weeks, I guess it is.
Football, all the gears that they got away are, put on, and then it's one thing to play in the snow, but we already saw what happened there 2 years ago when Bill played and played the Dolphins, and they got them in the sun.
Yeah, I remember that. Oh, yeah. South Florida can still be very, very warm in September and October and whatever. Yeah, absolutely. Well, very good. Very, very good. So that's what I'm going to have tomorrow when I go for breakfast. I've been enjoying a ham, egg, and cheese on a grilled hard roll and these hash brown patties that they have at this restaurant.
Well, you know how you always talk about how I look after my golf and whatever. Well, I came up with something yesterday supper that I don't recall ever seeing or heard of before. I bought like 2 packets of boneless chicken breast and anticipating of making soup or whatever. But I ended up putting them in the freezer bags, and the food savers are the back. Filled them all up, threw them in the freezer, except for another one last night. And I made another bunch of kebabs. I made 2 nice big kebabs. And I put something on a shish kebab that I've never heard of before. The little baby potatoes. I threw them in the air fryer for like 10, 12 minutes. More or less pre-cooked them. They were like half cooked or better than half cooked. And then I went with the chicken, the potato, onion, green pepper, chicken, onion, green, So I had like 4 of these little baby potatoes on the skewers, and then put them on the top rack of the barbecue and let them in there relatively low heat for half an hour and get squirt frank hot dogs off it as I went. But is that ever kind of tasty to have baby potatoes on a skewer? Normally nobody ever does that.
Oh, that sounds great. It sounds great. Basically a nice chicken stew on a skewer. Can't go wrong. And we had 5 of us at lunch yesterday. Tommy was there. It's good to see, always good to see Tommy. Tommy and Seth and Nick and Tommy, Seth, Nick and myself and Phil. Phil Young, WHUGE, joined us as well. That was nice. Real nice. Oh, You got time to do the quiz with me before you go and work on the next project?
Yeah, I've had my bed made. I did that while my bacon was cooking, and I've got nothing really planned today. So it's a quiet day to do nothing, or really absolutely nothing. I planned with the at ARRL VHF Hugo party, but made two contacts that I had yesterday. That it went last, so I decided to go take a look at my favorite other mode, FE8, and I fired up all the software, and I got the daily log and entry FE8. There is a contact logging program came up, and I started playing, filling in all the stuff in that, so it integrated with the FE8 and the JD alert. Now I can just go ahead and click on a station, and if he calls me, it automatically logs it, and I just move right up. I don't even have to touch keyboard or anything. So I can play with it. I think I'm about 18 contacts now. Just playing with the FE8. Just pretty well local stuff. Nothing rare yet. I think Florida was further than. I did see a Greenland station pop up yesterday for no reason, and then it disappeared again, which I found unusual. It's up on the street here. So I might just look away at it the odd time and see what happens, but I'm not really into it. Danity, he was on there too with his car bed antenna. He was having, I don't know what Mark's up to, he's been quiet. But I can bring this black quiz up, no problem. By the way, I ended up having, I think I told you, one of my little figurines out of the urologist, one of the Rick A ones, the little guy with Hector, the woman with all bearings and that, him handed her a bouquet of flowers. I got a call from the saying that they wanted to change the date for my appointment there and for the 13th and that. Yeah, they go for blood test. So I did that right away, and I got curious there yesterday to look at my results, and it was 7.8. PSA was 7.8, and previous to that in November it was 9.8, and she said, I remember saying that when I had that UDI. She says, it'll be high because of that. I was pleased about the 7.8 because I don't think that's too objectively high for an old heart.
I don't honestly remember what mine was when they started talking to me about making some decisions. Really don't remember. It's all a blur. It's all a blur. Without a prostate now, it's like 0.04.
Yeah, oh well. All right, Lord, that's yours. I'll bring this yours at age under. Tomorrow I go see the eye doctor, the big man.
The big man tomorrow.
See what he wants to do about these floaters. And when he makes a decision, I'm going to go back to the optometrist and say, look, at $1,400 worth of glasses and none of them work. What can I do?
Yeah. They've got to take care of you somehow. If they're not working, they need to give you your money back somehow. I'll be interested to follow that. That'll be interesting. We'll see.
Well, I will admit, it's getting better. That difference that they call in the retina is not as bad as it was, and vision seems to get clearer. It isn't like right now, I'm half-assed reading the screen. It's a blur. But I close my left eye, which is a bad eye, and it gets a little better. So we're getting there. We're getting there. I mean, there's a step improvement anyway. It's not getting worse. All right, here comes the number one call sign with me with my magnifying glass. Excluding Alaska and Hawaii, which U.S. call sign district is the largest in terms of total square miles? B4? Excluding Alaska, which U.S. call sign district? Okay, district. They don't have a day. I laugh at this one. There's somebody's doing this all wrong. They got it starting off at B4, T5, and D7, but there's no A.
I'm going to go with the fourth call district on this one. I'm going to go B, Bravo.
Well, it's a D7, and I think that's the new question. Is that not correct?
I believe it is a new question, yes. Okay, well, we'll remember it when it comes up in this 7. All right. There's a lot of land in those states. Okay, go ahead. We'll see if the next one has four choices.
Yes, it does. What simple machine was employed in the early crankite rural telephone to ring up friends for a chat? A small crankite turbine, a miniature air compressor, C, a simple magneto, or D, a squirrel cage blower.
And we know that's C, Charlie, a simple magneto.
Correct. What is the amateur's code? A, a publication of code practice technique. B, rules for CW operating. C, amateur-specific Morse code W9EEA in 1928. Or D, a code of ethics for radio amateurs.
D, Delta, a code of ethics for radio amateurs.
And that is correct. When applying for the WAC Work All Continents Award, the continental area referred to as Oceania includes what entities? All islands in the Atlantic Ocean. B, most of the Pacific Ocean islands. C, the Antarctic Ocean. Or D, the West Indies Islands.
I'm going to go with C, Charlie.
Correct answer was B, most of the Pacific Ocean islands.
Yeah, that certainly makes sense.
All right. What is the maximum permissible CWC permitted for identifying on an amateur radio repeater? A, 13, B, 15, D, 20, or D, 25?
I think they're going to say C, Charlie, 20.
And 20 is correct. Before Broomfield, Colorado was added in November 2001, what were the most recent counties to be added to the list of counties required by GQ Magazine to receive their USACA award? A. La Paz, Arizona, and Cibola, New Mexico. B. Torrance, New Mexico, and Greeley, Arizona. C. Inyo, California, and San Juan, Utah. Or D. Walla Walla, Oregon, and Inga, Idaho.
Oh, boy, I have absolutely no idea. I wouldn't have the faintest idea at all, but I'm going to guess D, Delta.
Correct answer was A, La Paz, Arizona, and Cibola, New Mexico. Jerry, COP, he was a county hunter, eh?
Oh, was he? I did not know that. Really, the only contacts that I ever really had with him were on Antars.
Oh, yeah. Well, he'd come on here on 2 meters when he had an antenna that was suitable. He kept procrastinating that I was going to put up a beam for him so that he could chat on 525. I took pictures of his nice little shack. He had a nice backyard and then a nice wooden garden hut or whatever that was his shack in the back. But we never did get to do it before he passed. Okay, here we go. What's this one now? In what country was a cubicle quad antenna embedded? Oh, we had it anymore. Ecuador, USA, Canada, or Germany?
That would be Ecuador. A, Alpha.
And that would be correct. In the U.S., in 1950, it was legal to hold two amateur call signs of different class simultaneously. A, true, B, false.
That is true.
And that is correct. Another true and false one here. One very common purpose of a balun is to couple a balanced antenna to an unbalanced feed line. True or false?
I think that's false.
I would say that'd be false, because you use a balun to feed a balanced line.
Who the hell's that?
The station who came in with the answer there, did you want to give us your call sign?
Yeah, sorry, forgive me. That's just my ADHD-powered impulsiveness. It's Victor Kilowatt 1, Juicy Tomato, VK1JT, Johnny Colbert this evening.
Go ahead, Gary.
Confused here now. One more question. Where are we here? I got to have a look at the screen here. Okay. In clandestine radios, a blue razor blade could be used as A, a sliding variable resistor, B, a fixed resistance, C, a detector, or A, a tuning aid with suitable inductance.
I don't know. How about C, Charlie?
And none of the above. It's a diode.
Be quiet. Yeah, 50%, yeah. And, the preferred blade was the Gillette razor blade with a lead handle and a safety pin.
Very good. And, VK1, Juicy Tomato, JT. Very good. Are you connected to WB2KAO, or are you connected to VA3DZP? And my name is Tim. I'm in Rochester, New York, and Gary is in St. Catharines, Ontario, 10 miles west of Niagara Falls. And the VK1, we didn't get your name. Over.
Yeah, sorry, guys. Yeah. It's VK1, JT, and it's John, Juliet, Oscar, John November, like John the Baptist. And, forgive me, just I'm a little bit excited and I made a few very, very interesting discoveries about all sorts of things, and especially the migration pattern in this country, and why we are the way we are today, and very enlightening, back to you.
Yeah, very good, John, very, very good. Well, it's certainly nice to meet you. I think we may have chatted over the years at one time or another, I think. But good to hear you again. Gary, go ahead for any further comments from you. By the way, Gary, was that question about the balun, and I answered false. So was that the correct answer?
No, it was true. True. You have the mat, like if you were to go from your coax to a dipole. Dipole would be the balanced end, and the coax would be unbalanced. So if that, you're unbalanced to a balance.
Roger on that. Well, John, nice to meet you, and Gary, I'm going to go get some breakfast, and have a good day. Over to you, John, and then back to Gary, and I'm gonna log off.
Yeah, no worries. Mate, you take care. Have a good one. And, I'll stick to you there, Gary. VK1JT.
John, you never did answer that question. Very good evening to you there. But are you logged into Tim's machine there, the WB2KO? I don't think you're logged into me, are you?
Yeah, Roger. My apologies. Yes, I am. And I'm happy to disconnect if whoever wants.
Oh,
So you're connected to Jim there. You're connected to WBKO, correct?
Roger, Rochester, New York.
Okie dokie. Well, the other link that we're connected to is VA3DZD, which is another one of my calls. I have VA3DZD and Victor Echo 3 Delta Zulu Papa, but I strictly need the VA3DZD for the link here, which is also linked to 2 meter Simplex 145525 here in the Niagara region. Okay, Josh, well, you have a good evening. Kind of crappy up here right now. A little bit of rain and that, but temperature has been up into the 80s. We're down in the 52 this morning here, so it's a lot more comfortable, but the humidity is up compared to what it was. Jimmy, you're going to be working the SSE tonight, so I will, I don't know if you're going to be around at 9 o'clock. We'll see what happens.
Yep, I'm planning on running the SST and on 40, and I'll give you a call at 9 and see if you're around. And John, nice to hear you, and Gary, I'll see you then. Have a good day, everybody. John, good evening to you, WB2KAO.
Yeah, WB2KAO, VK1JKO. All right, mate, you take care. Have a good one. Enjoy the rest of your day or the weekend, and we got Monday coming up. And have it, take care, and stay safe, travel well. VK1 Juicy Tomato.
73 John, nice to hear you, and log on anytime. We have a rag shoe net on here on Tuesday evenings at 7 p.m. Eastern time. Oh, if that would fit in with your schedule, welcome to join us, or welcome to log on here anytime. Very proud of the group that we have on this repeater. So good to hear you again, WB2KAO. Have a good evening, and have a good week.
Yeah, Roger, mate, you too, and I definitely will. It's really funny, actually, I've got a court appearance coming up, just a family matter, but I'm not even thinking about it. That's how good things are, and just dealt with things, let's put it that way. All right, leave it to it, mate. 73-1 Juicy Tomato, clear.
This is the NY1US All-Star Note 420675 in South Wales, NY.